God bless you all. It's been a powerful night, actually. Lots of great sharings, great testimonies. We had a wonderful leaders meeting on Monday, which we have it every fortnight. And God really inspired me. We had a beautiful day Monday, me and Amber. We were cooking to bless the men. And, you know, we were sharing with one another. And then we ate. And then as it came to the evening, God really inspired me because obviously, a little bit like Amber shared, you know, people been saying stuff about the Queen, and God really put it in my heart that we're to judge no man. It can be a real burden on you, actually, you know, when you start to think negative thought, that it's like you're being crushed inside because it's going to affect you. Everything, our words have meanings, and if these words are negative, then they're going to have an impact on your life. And the adversary, you know, he's like a python spirit. And basically he wraps, you know, the snake, the python actually wraps itself around its prey. And as it breathes in, it tightens. And then as it breathes out, it tightens until the prey can no longer breathe. And that's how the adversary works. You know, he wraps himself around us so that we are so fearful, so tormented, so undecisive, full of negatives and fear and doubt and worry. But it's God that infuses strength into you. He infuses the joy. He infuses the peace. He gives you life which is more than abundant. So choose you this day. God has made his word so very simple, nothing complicated. You choose life or you choose death. You choose positives or you choose negatives. And a lot of us on here have been in the word for many, many years. In God's eyes, whether you've been in many, many years or whether you've been in just a day, how far do you want to go with God? Individual decision. How far do you want to go with God? And this is God asking you a question. How far do you want to go with him? You can be a normal church-going Christian, and you go to church on Sunday, put your best clothes on, your hat, play the part, and then the rest of the week you go home and you just live life however you want to live. Or you can be an up and down Christian, where you hear a sharing, you get blessed, and then you're on your own, and then you go down. And you feel all deflated, until you come to fellowship again. And then you hear the word, and it blesses you, and it encourages you, and you're on fire, until the next day, and you're all deflated again. Or do you want to be a Christian that's on fire 24/7, because it's available? It is available to be on fire every minute of every day because Jesus Christ made it available. You now have Christ in you, the hope of glory. You can walk just like he walked. And the greater ability is that you can speak in tongues. That spirit infused within you energizes your spirit, which teaches your mind. So your mind, now you are in control. You choose life or you choose death. You choose positives or you choose negatives. You choose to be a daily Christian or you decide to be a weekly Christian. Entirely up to you. Everything that God accomplished through Jesus Christ has been done. We're not waiting for any more to be done. It's done. The only thing now is for Christ to return. But in the meantime, we have a job. And that job is to preach. To be in season, to preach that gospel, to reunite God's lost children back to him. And there are many, many out there, you know, that really need to know what a great God we have. That God has made everything available. Someone shared earlier, you know, about the mountain. The mountains can be any kind of problem that you have, whether it's finances, whether it's relationships, whether it's your children, whether it's your car, your job, whatever. God gives good things. God gives encouragement. God gives strength. He gives peace and joy. And anything that comes from God is one of those things. Whereas what the adversary has to offer is, as I said, fears, worries and doubts. And we don't want to give him too much credit, but we need to distinctly see the difference between the two. Because some people just go along and they accept what the adversary is throwing at them. But see, we don't have to do that. And the only reason we do it is because we are not sure who we are in Christ. We are not sure of that righteousness. We're not sure that we have the ministry of reconciliation. We're not sure that God really loves us. But I can assure you right now that God loves you, that He gave His only begotten Son for you. Put your name in there. Take out that word you and put your name in there. Don't have the life sucked out of you by the world and the adversary and what the world's got to offer. But let God infuse that strength into you so that you can really be excited when you wake up in the morning, that you can see the purpose that God's got for your life, that you can walk in great love, that you don't have to be troubled by what's going on in the world. You know, have fellowship wherever you can. Invite people over, have a coffee, you know, break bread, make a cake, or sit and eat food. But share that word, share what God's doing in your life. Because people really need to stop being these weakly Christians, and they need to take a stand and really move for the one true God now. Me and Lawrence were talking the other day, and life's so short. You know, it only seems like yesterday that the kids were like 3, 5 and 7. But realistically, they're all in their 30s, and the time's gone so fast. You know, you don't want to look back and wish you'd done something different. Really appreciate the time and the hour that you are in right now, and let God go to work in your life. You know, we shouldn't be having struggles. We shouldn't be fighting, you know, on a daily basis or battling with ourselves. God is love. You should have so much love in your heart for people, for God, for Jesus Christ. You know, that when we are troubled, we don't have love. Or we don't feel loved. We know that something's going on and we're not blessed. But God's made it available that we can be blessed 24 hours a day. And we just have to go with Him. We trust Him. We listen to Him. You know, people really concerned about the electric and the gas prices. I don't, because I know my God is a mighty God and He will supply. He didn't create the war. The adversary did. But God is bigger than the adversary. Can all get smoothed out as we all get together and we pray about these situations and we encourage one another. We'll see God's mighty hand go to work. God can do anything He wants to do. Do you think He's going to leave you sat there with nothing? No, because He's not a God that does that. It's the adversary that wants to see you with nothing. It's the adversary that wants you to have the life sucked out of you. It's the adversary that wants you to be in fear and worries and doubts. It's the adversary that wants you to be in debt. It's the adversary that doesn't want you to have an abundant family relationship. It's the adversary that doesn't want you to have a job. It's the adversary that wants to put a kibosh on your wages or your job or your... No! Greater is He that's in you than he that's in this world. God has made a path and He's putting us on a journey, and it's up to us to follow Him and to listen. Listen to what the encouragement is. Listen to the way that God is leading and guiding you. You guys that have the one-on-ones, you know, they're there for a purpose. God's got these wonderful things that He wants to encourage you with so that you can have that life which is more than abundant, so that you can stand strong in this day and time. You know, we're not a doormat for people to walk over. You know, what do they call it? The doormat, of the Christian doormat? No! You don't let people walk over you. Greater is He that's in you than he that's in this world. You walk over them. You put that adversary beneath your feet and you crush him on a daily basis. You step out in faith. You go to God. You tell God exactly what you want, and I can promise you He'll hear it and He will answer, and He'll move that mountain, whatever the mountain is, whatever the problem is. He will move it, because if He's done it for me or Lawrence or anybody else, He'll do it for you. Why? Because he's no respecter of persons. Gotta really take a stand, guys. We are too trodden down at times. Take a stand, walk out boldly, have that faith, have no doubts, but just go boldly to that throne of grace and know that God hears you and that he can send 300,000 angels to your beck and call if you need it. He can support you. He will sustain you. He's given you life more than abundant. He's given you eternal life. He's given you faith. He's given you peace and joy and love. What is there not to want? So we just stay very thankful. And we go to God with all thanks. And we know for a surety that Christ is coming back. And we certainly don't want to be one of those when we get up there and he goes, who are you? Oh, I'm Kim Tor. Next, please. You know, we've got to make the most of this little bit of time that we got. And really make a difference. You know, like somebody shared earlier that it was just one man made a difference. Well, come on, guys. Let's be the one that makes a difference too. You know? Our names are written in that book of life. Just like Moses. Just like Paul. Just like Abraham and Jacob and Isaac and Noah. And our names are in that book of life, guys. And God wants to put it into a luminous writing. Look at that there. That's my daughter whom I'm well pleased, moving for me, not afraid to speak out, walking in love, encouraging, serving. That's what we can do. So I'm not going to go on now. I'm going to say God bless you, have a wonderful weekend, but don't get the life sucked out of you. Let God infuse the strength and you walk out with all power and might and you move those mountains. And you crush the adversary as you're doing it. Bless your hearts, guys.